You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Yesterday, we detailed some of the routine challenges that popped up during the midterm election, including ballot reader malfunctions, power outages, and gas leaks. Election deniers irresponsibly seized on some of these issues to cast doubt on an election which reputable election experts hailed as a mostly trouble-free process. In Maricopa County, Arizona, optical ballot tabulators failed, possibly due to faint printing of the tracking number on the paper ballot itself. Instead, voters placed their ballot in a secure ballot box to be counted by a bipartisan team. Former President Donald Trump said on social media Friday, "This is a scam and voter fraud, no different than stuffing the ballot boxes." His choice for Arizona Governor, Carrie Lake, told Fox News that problems with voting machines in 60 precincts occurred, quote, primarily in Republican areas of town. Lake's claim was later contradicted by her lawyer and a lawyer for the Republican National Committee. In Detroit, an electronic poll book software problem was averted by using paper backup voter lists. Candidate for Michigan Secretary of State, Christina Caramo, reposted, "Detroit fraud alert. This is why we filed the lawsuit in Detroit. Voters show up only to be told they already voted absentee. It's already happening. This is a crime, not an oversight." There is no evidence of any wrongdoing in Detroit, and Caramo lost her election to incumbent Jocelyn Benson by a 56-42% margin. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.